Grace to you and peace from God the Father, Jesus Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit the Sanctifier. Amen. The message is prepared by Pastor. The Lord Jesus shows a divine majesty and authority when he calls his disciples. Many of them were called with a two-word imperative, follow me. In this call, there is an invitation to see that in following Jesus, there is something of greater consequence and greater value than any other pursuit. It does not matter if that pursuit is running the family fishing business or being a tax collector, or like St. Paul, being a top-notch Pharisee. At the same time, the call is an invitation to be as close as any other human got to be to him who brought salvation and life to our entire world. Follow me. Understandably, if still a bit surprising, the disciples responded swiftly to Jesus' call. The call didn't press for details, timetables, or benefits. If they did due diligence, they did it by instinctive reasoning. They left what they had been doing, or better yet, they left who they were. And then they followed Jesus. Understandably, today's gospel fits that parade of incidents that Matthew puts together to illustrate what following Jesus came to mean. There was clearly the chance to hear the captivating and convincing words in the Sermon on the Mount, as well as the other teachings along the way. The disciples stood as witnesses to Jesus' healing, that which seemed broken or diseased beyond hope of restoration. Yet Jesus restored the leper's skin and gave them back their place in society. He cast out demons and evil spirits. He cured paralysis and blindness, palsy and withered hands. They would even witness several times where their master would bring the dead back to life. The disciples stood in awe at Jesus' majesty over nature as he walked on the water and calmed the winds and the waves of the sea with only his word, quiet. Be still. To have been there and maybe experienced and possibly felt a twinge of his lordly and divine power must have been exhilarating. Following Jesus, what a heady, overpowering bit of grace. The description in our gospel for the day follows this pattern, though with a bit of a reality check toward the end. 5,000 people, actually more because there were women and children in the crowds also. 10,000, 12,000, who knows the exact number? It doesn't matter so much, though as the point was made, it was no small crowd that followed Jesus to that desolate place. The people didn't even think about bringing food with them. They didn't consider where they would stay when they got too late or where if they could even head all the way home. The wilderness is often described as a place for wild beasts and spirits. And thus, the wilderness was a fitting place for Jesus' temptation when, after his baptism, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. We also learn from St. Mark that, rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." Here we find that Jesus went into the wilderness areas to rest and to pray. Further, the wilderness is where the shepherd goes to find the one lost sheep, or the multitude of sheep without a shepherd. Matthew notes for us that Jesus had compassion on the crowds and healed their sick. When compassion is used of Christ, it denotes not merely a feeling of pity or empathy. It is rather a movement of the heart that leads to corresponding action and often some form of healing. The disciples must have also felt compassion for the crowds, for they come to the Lord suggesting that evening in this wilderness is no place for the thousands of people that are there. The disciples suggest that the Lord release them to go to the surrounding villages to find food and lodging. What made the disciples' eyes pop wide open was when Jesus looked at them in the eye and said, "Feed them." Literally, Jesus said, "You give them to eat," but it translated into two words, "Feed them." How were the disciples going to do that? I'm sure they were wondering how even the villages were going to handle those crowds. Feed them? Incredulous? Impossible. But the Lord wasn't smiling. He asked the disciples to bring what they could come up with. It ended up being 2 fishes and 5 loaves of barley. Not enough to feed Jesus and his disciples, much less thousands. Jesus took the fish and the loaves, though, and with a word of blessing, he gave them back to the disciples to feed the thousands. Jesus did what they couldn't. What must have caught the disciples by surprise was not that he did what he did, for he's been performing miracles for a while now, but rather that Jesus put 2 imperatives together. Follow me, feed them. Follow me up until now was a joy. Follow me as Jesus teaches and leads, yes, as he touches and heals. Follow me as he leads the crowds into the wilderness, yes. But feeding them is our job. How do we follow that? The first lesson is that the Lord uses what the disciples bring and gives those blessings and changed those fishes and loaves back to the disciples to distribute and distribute and distribute until all ate. Presumably the disciples as well. In a delegated way, the disciples did feed them. They, of course, did not multiply the loaves and fishes, but they took what the Lord had made of the loaves and fishes and brought the food to the crowds. Jesus brought his disciples into his compassion, into his touch of love and grace, and 1 step closer to the Lord himself. They weren't just spectators, they were disciples. The final touch of grace was in picking up the leftovers, more than the loaves and fishes which they had started with. The disciples are brought not merely into the task of feeding the people, but were brought into the surpassing love of the Lord, whose grace is not hindered by hesitant disciples, by a desolate wilderness, or by crowds in the thousands. As big a step as this was for the disciples, it was only a step, but it led to the call to follow Jesus when hung on the cross. That was not an easy process or a quick one, but ultimately all but 1 disciple laid down their lives for the sake of the gospel. Follow me. Nowhere were the disciples closer to the Lord than when their lives were demanded and surrendered. Indeed, as the Lord had promised, they were still following to the place the Lord had prepared for them. In the process of following, they were distributing the spiritual food of the one who was himself the bread of life. So what do we walk away with today? We see Jesus' ministry extending into the wilderness where many people are living today, the wilderness of longing, of looking, yearning for truth. Jesus feeds us and them. Jesus takes the seemingly insufficient amount that the disciples were able to muster, and he blesses it and uses it far in excess of anything the disciples could do or imagine. Jesus shows us that he could take what had been given and meet the needs of the crowd. What do we bring to the table? Does your time or talent or offering seem insufficient for service in the Lord's kingdom? Bring yourself to the Lord's service and let the Lord be the one who decides best how to use your abilities in feeding the crowds. Discipleship is not only a matter of those who walk the pages of Scripture. At his ascension, Jesus called on the disciples to go and make disciples. Thankfully, his grace has caught up with us, and we too are now called to follow and feed. We follow in our wilderness and places of darkness and fear, in our awareness of our inadequacies and weaknesses, in our fear that what we bring to the task is so trivial or tainted that it can hardly serve the Lord, in our hesitation to take steps closer to the Lord as he calls us, closer to him and the work he has for us in our insecurities. Remember the fishes and loaves. Remember the small amount fed thousands. Remember the baskets of leftovers. Remember the Lord's patience with hesitant disciples. Remember the Lord who has called us and redeemed us and is with us at every step. Remember, you are the disciples of Jesus called to follow him and feed the people. Amen.